You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Easy to reach out to us. This one came through on Facebook as well. She says, no name, please. I thought we might call her Lucy. Are you okay with that?
Oh, that's a good one.
Lucy.
Lucy.
Oh, Lucy. Here's what she writes. Dom and Jeremy, we're going on our first vacation in almost 2 years. And I invited a friend of mine to house sit. We not only have a dog, but someone needs to be there for all the deliveries I get for my business. My friend is happy to come stay here while we're gone for 6 days. God, doesn't that sound good right now to go away for 6 days?
Sounds real nice. Yeah.
Quote, Lucy says, here's my question. We have a lot of security cameras at the house, most of them on the inside. You can't tell are there. So do I mention it to my friend, or would that make her feel too weird and maybe want to back out? Or is that something you have to tell someone? I want to say something, but my husband says, no way, that'll be creepy to her. So, tell or just smile and keep quiet. She says, thank you. I never thought I'd need a five call says it all. Well, you do, Lucy.
Boy, it's kind of creepy either way you go about it, huh?
I'm
letting her know she's being watched and then letting her know you're not saying anything.
Yeah.
It depends on where the cameras,
are.
Oh, 50, 60 of them. They're everywhere. Yeah, it would depend on where the cameras are, I guess. If they're not like in bedrooms and, you know, direct shot of a bathroom or whatever, making it weird, I would say you're probably fine not to say anything. I just generally assume anymore when I go to somebody's house or I'm in somebody's house that they have cameras.
Really?
Just now, I just assume it. Yeah, we've got multiple friends. We'll go over and have dinner or hang out at their house, and they've got cameras set up everywhere inside. So I just know I'm always being filmed. I'm all right with it. I don't know if I need to say anything. I haven't said things. I haven't told people that I have cameras in the house.
Yeah, but it's one thing if you just have company coming over. I get that. I would not make a big deal when company walks in. Mm-hmm. Hey, before you sit down for dinner, just be aware.
I'm watching you chew.
You are on candid camera.
I'm gonna go back and rewatch you eat.
But for somebody who feels like they are alone in your house for 6 days,
like for instance, make sure you can trust them.
Well, why do you have to make sure you either trust them or you don't?
Well, you can trust them all you want, but then you find out that you can't trust them.
Well, all right. Well, what are you gonna do? Rush home from your vacation? I saw you looking through one of my drawers.
I'd probably call him right away and be like, what are you doing?
Look, I'm watching you right now, and did you find anything in there you like?
Like, really, you don't even have to call him. Like, a lot of mine, you just hit the little button on the app, and you can talk right through the camera.
What are you doing?
Put my underwear down.
Get my underwear off your head.
Or you could say, put more of my underwear on your head. More.
Second thought.
Slower. Do it slower.
Boy, what a weird time we live in now where everything is...
just being watched. Big Brother's always watching you somehow. I don't know. I'm going to say if they're up in the common areas, living room, family room, maybe you got one in the basement or something, you don't need to say anything.
Her line is, we have a lot of security cameras at the house. You can't tell are there.
Well, again, where are they?
Well, a lot.
One in
I
the
mean,
kitchen. They probably have one in every room then.
But here's the thing. You're out of the equation because you're different than most people. When I'm alone in my house, mm-hmm. I either don't necessarily wear a lot of clothes.
Whoa.
I'm not saying I'm nude, but, you know, I don't mind walking down to the... I was a bachelor for years. Do I have to dress up to go to the, you know, kitchen and get something out of the fridge?
You have a 19-year-old girl in your house, Tom. Yeah.
I'm saying when I lived alone, when I was a bachelor. And for somebody who is house-sitting, there's a good chance...
she's going to come over and... Well, I guess she would be...
What right? She
would be if she's staying.
If it's
there.
9 o'clock at night, the house is locked up. You're 1,000 miles away, of course she might walk out in various states of undress.
Sure.
Or she might be dancing to some music that would be, in her mind, is harmless and fun, but would be embarrassing if somebody saw.
Why is she messing with my stereo?
Jeremy says, don't tell.
I think it's okay.
I think you tell.
Okay, let's light them up.
303-691-1MIX. This is a five call says it all. You've heard both sides. Do you tell your friend, I'll be watching you? Or do you not and just let them go
just
about their
assume
life?
Assume that they know they're being watched.
These lines are filled with Dom and Jeremy listeners who want to sound off. And we'll start with Pam. Pam, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
So are we telling the friend or not?
I would say tell her. I only say that because my mom sort of house sits, and her friend has cameras, and the cameras are kind of like a nice backup. So, like, if there is a package and my mom's not there, like, she can go and get it. But if they're in kind of weird spots, it's kind of creepy that somebody's watching you and could be watching you at any time of the day.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of messages on Facebook from people just saying basically a lot of house sitters, a lot of pet sitters, just basically saying, though, when they go into these houses, they just 100% of the time assume that they're being watched.
Is it
kind of up to the house sitter to just kind of recognize, hey, I better just be on my best behavior. I might be being watched.
Pam, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Pammy.
We appreciate your vote on this. Here comes Brady. Brady, what do you think?
Morning, guys. She absolutely has to let her friend know. That's the key word. It's her friend. It's not an employee. I go into people's homes as a dog washer to get their dogs out, and I expect a camera as well. But when your friend that you've asked to stay there is expecting to be there, being trusted with your possessions and your monetary valuables, then she needs to be told, absolutely. And why do you have to have the cameras on when she's there anyway? Turn them off. If you trust her, then just tell her they'll be off until she leaves the house.
Or at least, like, turn off the interior ones and just leave the exterior ones going, right? Brady,
exactly.
I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks, guys. You too.
See
Bye-bye.
You.
Thanks for being on the show. Hey, Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
So far, everyone says tell her. What do you think?
I am a house sitter, dog sitter. I do this several times a month, and you absolutely tell them 100%. People don't realize those cameras aren't normally there for the person who's dog sitting or house sitting. It's usually there so that they can look at their own pets while they're on vacation. And the other thing is make it super simple. Just say something along the lines of, hey, just so you know, if you run around half naked like I do, there's cameras all over the house.
Okay.
I think that's a key. Debbie, thank you very much for your call. And I think that's probably, maybe you can have a little laugh about it. Say, we're not going to be spying on you, but...
Right, but here they are. A few people are writing in on Facebook as well saying that it's not Lucy's problem to tell her that there's cameras. It's actually the person house-sitting. It's her responsibility to say, hey, since I'm going to be here, are there cameras here?
Yeah, maybe some people just don't. Maybe some people aren't used to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we make it seem like every house has them now. Every house does not have them. And I don't think that we can just automatically default to thinking that people know that when they walk in. I wouldn't go that far. Not yet. Maybe in a few more years.
Soon, though, yeah.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're so good.
I don't think anyone's watching us right now.
You never know.
No, you don't.
You better ask your producer.
He gave me a thumbs up. Yeah, we're being watched. All right, what do you say about Lucy's situation?
This is easy. This is a no-brainer. I agree with the last caller. It's not a big deal. Like, make a joke about it and just say, in case you're going to do any risky business dancing, just FYI.
Just do it over here by the plants so we can watch, okay?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's in this day and age, it's not a big deal. I mean, I would just make a joke about it and, like, nonchalant,
Yeah, okay. Just kind of put them at ease. Mary, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate you spending your mornings. We're going to try to squeeze in two more calls. Diane and Madison, we'll try to get these quickly because we're up against it. Diane, what do you think?
I vote tell her.
Here
Boy,
we go.
Nobody
is saying nobody wants to be sneaky.
Well, I think, I mean, if it comes down to, you know, like you had said, turn the inside cameras off, if it makes her, like, if she's creeped out by it. But I think, honestly, I mean, it's their house and they should, they're friends. So she should tell her friend. I think I agree with Brady or whoever it was.
I think something's going on, honestly, that she, you know, because that's why she wrote us, but she doesn't fully trust this friend.
Oh, I don't
feel like there's something underlying here. She's like, no. Wants approval.
No.
Something's going on.
You're distrustful, but I don't know that I think she's just. And you know what we haven't even talked about, Jeremy, is the husband. Now, the husband is saying. What did he say? Husband says, don't tell her because it'll creep her out. So maybe if you're going to be suspicious of anyone, I would be suspicious of
him. He's like, no, don't say anything.
Diane, thank you for that call. We're going to try to quickly get one more. It's Madison. Hey, Madison, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So glad you called. So it's been unanimous so far. Are you keeping it unanimous?
Yeah, I stick with it. And the unanimity kind of goes to my point. The biggest thing is that they don't really have a good reason not to tell them. The only reason not to tell them is, oh, she might be uncomfortable and want to back out. But if she would be uncomfortable being watched, she would be uncomfortable whether she's told or not. And if your friend is uncomfortable with that, like, they should have the right to back out and not be able to do that. And if we're looking, like Jeremy's saying, that there's a lack of trust, I think what's more important to you, if you tell them that there's cameras, then they are more likely to be on their best behavior. And what's more important, to, like, catch them sneaking around or for them to do the good job? Like, if the only reason they're trustworthy
catching.
Is because
I want to catch
them. Them I guess.
I
like,
do. Madison, I want to catch her. I really do.
I get that for sure.
I would be sneaking $100 bills around the place, too, to see if they're all there when I get back.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's just what I do.
Madison. Thank you for that call.
Thank you, Madison.
Holy crap, it was 6-0.
Jeez, tell her.
Six calls says it all.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the right answer.
Lucy.
It really is.
You got to. I like the approach of making it kind of, humorous, just chuckling and saying, look, we're not spying on you. It's just, you know, for security reasons,
there.
Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I wouldn't walk around, you know, in my. My panties and bra, if I were you.
Whoa.
Because old Clark over here is a bit
he
of a
has
hound dog.
Access to it 24/7.
Wow.
All right, everybody.
I thought it would be, you got to tell, but I didn't think it would be unanimous.
Crushed it.
Interesting.
All right.
We appreciate you writing in. If you've got an issue or a question and you want a five call, says it all, we can't do it. Unless you tell us about it. And the best way to do that, just go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy. You should probably follow us on Facebook anyway, because every single day, Jeremy posts a ton of great things on there. Whether they're fun videos, interesting stories, you name it. A lot of stuff that you hear right here on the program. He's got it all on there. So just search Dom and Jeremy, follow us, and you can send us a message that way too.